December 24th. We have been given a new life just because we happen to become alcoholics. We certainly don't deserve the new life that has been given to us. There is little in our past to warrant the life we have now. Many people live good lives from their youth on, not getting into serious trouble, being well adjusted to life, and yet they have not found all that we drunks have found. We have the good fortune to find Alcoholics Anonymous, and with it, a new life. We are among the lucky few in the world who have learned a new way to live. Am I deeply grateful for the new life that I have learned in AA? Meditation for the day. A deep gratitude to the higher power for all the blessings that we have and that we don't deserve has come to us. We thank God and mean it. Then comes service to other people out of gratitude for what we have received. This entails some sacrifice of ourselves and our own affairs, but we are glad to do it. Gratitude, service, and then sacrifice are the steps that lead to good AA work. They open the door to a new life for us. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may gladly serve others out of deep gratitude for what I have received. I pray that I may keep a deep sense of obligation. Getting through the holidays. For some, the sights, signs, and smells of the holidays bring joy and a warm feeling. But while others are joyously diving into the season, some of us are dipping into conflict, guilt, and a sense of loss. We read articles on how to enjoy the holidays. We read about the Christmas blues, but many of us still can't figure out how to get through the holiday season. We may not know what a joyous holiday would look like and feel like. Many of us are torn between what we want to do on the holiday and what we feel we have to do. We may feel guilty because we don't want to be with our families. We may feel a sense of loss because we don't have the kind of family to be with that we want. Many of us, year after year, walk into the same dining room on the same holiday, expecting this year to be different. Then we leave, year after year, feeling let down, disappointed, and confused by it all. Many of us have old, painful memories triggered by the holidays. Many of us feel a great deal of relief when the holiday is ended. One of the greatest gifts of recovery is learning that we are not alone. There are probably as many of us in conflict during the holidays than there are those who feel at peace. We're learning through trial and error how to take care of ourselves a little better each holiday season. Our first recovery task during the holidays is to accept ourselves, our situation, and our feelings about our situation. We accept our guilt, anger, and sense of loss. It's all okay. There's no right or perfect way to handle the holidays. Our strength can be found in doing the best we can, one year at a time. This holiday season, I will give myself permission to take care of myself. God's humble act of love. When we take ourselves too seriously, as the chief or only object of God's interest, then we fail to understand the magnitude of His love and concern for us. Artist and saint alike grope in awe to comprehend the incomprehensible disproportion of the glory of God and the humility of the Incarnation. The Master of the universe become of the earth, earthly, in order to be one with His creatures, so that we may be one with Him.